it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back to the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, round two of Name That Tune, all about body parts today.
So far, we've talked bones, eyes, hands, faces, fat bottoms. As we continue on with Tune and Clue number six. That's if you guys are ready for round two.
Yes! Please.
All right. Tune and Clue number six. After this song became a hit single, the actress whose name is in the title of this song wrote letters to this singer and the songwriters to say, I'm a fan of the song, and to thank them for making her a part of modern history.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Oh, Tommy. Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes.
Yes.
Her hair is hollow gold. Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Very scratchy vocals.
Gosh, what a whiskey voice that lady has.
I like the JoJo Siwa version better.
Oh my gosh, she got what? So much hate for that.
I thought she was, did a version of that?
Well, no, she did the original.
Oh, that's Kim a JoJo Carnes. Siwa
yeah.
song.
Yeah, JoJo Siwa.
Kim Carnes came out of
Yeah, it didn't sound terrible she until like, she, you know, had to actually try.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I wonder when she'll find the real her someday.
I don't know, because she also dressed like the Little Debbie icon lady.
A little bit.
For that video. It was just bad all
and
around.
And it was shortly really? After she went from like rainbow sparkles to goth sparkles.
Yeah. It's a bad time for JoJo Siwa.
She's confusing.
Yeah, yeah, she is confused, I think.
All right, it's time for Tune and Clue number seven. This band's guitarist wrote this song and said it's about being on the road and how every day is a lot like Groundhog Day. You wake up every morning and then you party with your friends and fans after the show each night. Wake up again feeling terrible and tired, and then you do it all over again. The line that says, push rewind, refers to how it's like starting the same tape over as soon as it's finished. You get caught up in the moment with everybody after the show, knowing you'll be hurting the next day, but you go ahead and do it again anyway. Here's your tune. Number seven.
Good morning.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, well, I know the band.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Paint the town, take a bow.
Yeah, it's the Doors.
Steve.
Maitland.
Steve.
Walking on the Sun, Smash Mouth?
No,
no, that's
Maitland.
Their first one.
Smash Mouth, Waiting on the Sun.
No.
Oh.
Swear.
You are the few, the proud. You are the antibody, mind, soul, and zen.
Why can I not think of the song title?
And the world just stays in the world of pain.
Wait, Smash Mouth would party with their fans on a daily basis?
Smash
Mouth? I don't believe that.
I do.
Steve?
It's not the way you think it is.
Mm-mm.
But go ahead, Steve.
Is going to wait until the next line.
Didn't you already guess?
Yes,
I haven't guessed. Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
When the Morning Comes by Smash Mouth.
How did you know? I think it's actually Then the Morning Comes, but I'm going to give it to you.
Oh.
It's actually, Then the Morning Comes.
Oh.
You're right.
Yeah.
My entire life, I thought it was When the Morning Comes.
We guys. You guys.
We guys.
Are we guys?
We guys.
And lady in the room. Are you ready for Tune and Clue?
Yes.
Number eight?
Yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Sorry.
Wonderful.
Too early.
Because I've got it right here. This song was famously featured in the 1989 movie Say Anything. In a scene where John Cusack plays it from a boombox. Hot Wings.
Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes.
Love,
great song.
I get so lost sometimes.
I feel like this could be on the Lion King soundtrack. I don't know why.
It's got to feel calm.
Well, he definitely had some of those rhythms back then in the 80s.
And this emptiness feels
bit of a world sound.
A good jam.
It is.
Classic Americana.
So that's good, right.
Yes. Yeah. Born and raised.
This is Name That Tune.
Toledo.
Songs about body parts. With Tune and Clue, number 9. This singer grew up in the rural town of Slab Fork, West Virginia.
What?
Slab Fork. Slab Fork.
Slab Fork.
Shout out to Slab Fork. And his grandma was a huge influence in his life, nurturing him and telling him that others would someday appreciate what he has to offer. As the lyrics say, she really did look after unwed mothers in the area as well as her own family. Here's your tune, number 9.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
Blackstreet, No Diggity.
No.
Oh.
There's no body parts in any of that.
Yeah.
No, there's not.
Unless you know where your diggity is.
Oh, wow. The beginning of it does sound like it.
It does.
Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning.
You know this singer?
Maitland.
Maitland.
Bill Withers' Grandma's Hand?
Yes!
What? Yes.
Bill Withers.
Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand.
That's a good groove.
Make love song.
Yeah.
About your grandma.
It's certainly a song.
You really
that
do
would,
love to keep it in the family, Steve.
It definitely make you a little excited.
Oh, we are moving along from this with Tune and Clue number 10. In the movie Dirty Dancing, this song provided the soundtrack to Jennifer Grey's Undercover Dance Lessons with Patrick Swayze. The song was not only a key piece of the movie, but helped the soundtrack sell over 48 million copies worldwide. Here is your tune, number 10.
This wasn't what I was thinking. Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Hungry Eyes.
Steve.
Is that Eric Carmen?
Yes.
Like the internet trend of sending your significant other one line at a time from that song just to see how they reply.
I should try that with my Spanish lover.
Do it.
But do it in Spanish.
So it doesn't translate.
Yeah. Like, what? Your eyes are hungry?
What?
Eyes need a ham sandwich?
Talking about your ojos.
It's so literal.
Yeah. All right. We move along to Tune and Clue number 11. This song is a very innocent and inescapably catchy song about young love, and it was the first song from this boy band to catch on in America. They performed this on their first two Ed Sullivan Show appearances, which took place February of 1964.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
That's right.
Hear that song in German.
Do I?
They did two of their singles in German.
Really?
Yeah, it's Come Give Me a Deine Hand. And they did, I forget which other one. But yeah, they did two because they were huge in Germany. That's where they got their start, was playing in German clubs. And so they did two of them. And yeah, it's really wild to hear it, especially when they have one. Oh, they did She Loves You as well. She liebt dich. And she leaped it. But when you hear it in German, you know how they always say, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you hear it, you want to say, she leaped it, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they say, yeah, yeah, still. It's weird.
I have it in German if you want to hear it.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Maybe we can wait till the end.
Sure, whichever.
All right.
It's still pretty, like, you still know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It is time for Tune and Clue, number 12.
Okay.
This song finds this band's lead singer going head over heels for a girl and pleading with her not to break his heart. The lyrics veer into dangerous territory at the end when he sings, "It's hard to be a man when there's a gun in your hand." Oh. Here's your tune, number 12.
Hot Wings. I thought it might be this.
Too,
Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears.
That's right. Time for one more here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go to this one then. The final tune and the final clue for Name That Tune, Body Parts Edition. This song was written by the band's lead singer, who said it was inspired by a real relationship. He said, "It's a song written about my girlfriend, who's actually the mother of my daughter. We got back together for one night after a year apart, and I guess there was some fireworks, but all the time tinged with a feeling of, should I really be doing this? Hence the lyric, I should have walked away."
Oh.
Here is your tune, number 15.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Tommy.
I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight by Cutting Crew.
Yes! Oh.
And I smoked you fools today.
Yeah.
You did.
I failed anatomy. So.
Helps it mostly from the 80s. I just died
in your arms tonight. I used to get my hair cut at a place called The Cutting Crew. It was in the 80s. So.
Obviously.
What they called me and my friends in high school.
The cutting crew. Shaggy and the cutting crew.
Well, that was a fantastic round. If I say so on your behalf, Kelly, of
thank you
that
so
tune.
Much.
I mean, I was excellent.
You did a great job, Hot Wings.
The rest of you were here too.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.